5.7, the F6 key. If you know stuff is on your computer but you can't get to it, here are some hints. The F6 key can be very helpful, especially in up-to-date versions of Windows and Office. F6 and the taskbar. The taskbar appears as a strip at the bottom of the screen when you're at the desktop. It's split into four sections. On the left is the Start button. To the right of this are icons showing various programs. Further to the right are icons showing programs that are currently open. At the extreme right are utilities, such as the clock. To get to the desktop, press Windows key and dab at the letter D. Keep pressing F6 to move through the different sections of the taskbar. You can explore each section with the arrow keys. F6 in Microsoft Word 10 and later. 1. With a document open, pressing F6 again gives you three options. 1. Search document. This is an alternative to Control F routine, unless you make use of headings and wish to search heading by heading. 2. Pressing F6 a second time allows you to use the arrow keys to cycle through options from the ribbon, leaving the option you most benefit from as your easy-to-find choice. The computer remembers where you are in the cycle. I like to know my page number in a long document, but you might like the zoom option to be handy. 3. The third press takes you to File tab. Here, the arrow keys cycle you through all the things you can do with your file. Save, send it, etc. And it's well worth exploring. F6 in Microsoft Outlook. F6 works in a very similar manner in Outlook. 1. The first press takes you into the message, assuming you're at the inbox. You read it with the arrow keys. 2. The second press takes you to the task application, and you can fill in the various fields involved in planning and monitoring your tasks. 3. The third press takes you to Search Query, which is a fabulous facility allowing you to find words, phrases and people throughout the Outlook program. Type what or whom you're looking for, but don't press Enter. The screen will be filled with relevant finds. It sometimes takes a second or two. Then press Tab until you hear the word Message. Arrow down or up to hear the one you want, and press Tab and use the arrow keys to read the detail. Press Escape to lose the search query and get back to the inbox. The F6 function is more sophisticated than moving between open programs with Alt-Tab.